Thank you, and welcome to the Cyber Shaman Show, coming to you from Vancouver, Washington. This is Ricardo Saldia. Once again, happy to be here with all of you. Shabbat Shalom on this wonderful Sabbath day. We thank the Creator for another day and also another week that we get to get the opportunity to get together. And I'd like to start today first by going over the numerological number for today, which is when you add today's month and today's date, you get a number when you add all those. And then today's number is number 9. And the number 9 symbolizes for all of us alive today the opportunity to connect with that sage in us, in ourselves, that higher guidance that we could say that the Creator has given us, and thought you might be interested in knowing what that was for today. I would also like to say that the number 9 also asks us, and this is probably the most important thing, is that with great power and having great power, we can honor that power by being humble and keeping ourselves on the even playing field with our ego and recognizing that whatever our strengths may be and whatever our gifts may be, that they are on loan from the Creator. So here on the Cyber Shaman Show, we like to be a part of the bigger grid work of helpers that are spreading the truth of love and light. And the purpose for the Cyber Shaman Show is to empower and support the body-mind-spirit connection by way of transmitting and broadcasting information through the airwaves, through my voice, through just information in that stimulating, hopefully stimulating information, and also through subspace. And subspace is a term that is used by physicists to explain the relationship or the connection that all organic and living things share. So this subspace is connecting us to all of life. And I will be using today, as on many other shows to come, the EPFX geomedical technology that allows us to access this subspace and to work in this subspace to balance energies working in people, in animals, in plants, and it's a really good holistic tool that is comprehensive because it unites the technology that we know about biofeedback and also the newer family of biofeedback called bioresonance biofeedback. And then it also incorporates a software program that runs both the biofeedback, the bioresonance, and the radionic capability of the machine. So we don't have to depend on the human mind and the human judgment. We can depend on a series of information data banks in the software program to help us access more accurate information from an individual, place, or animal, pet. So today we are going to have another client on the EPFX geotechnology, and today I decided to have Planet Earth come on. And I think it's a client that we can use to also get the big picture, but also see ourselves as part of that. Part of the story that we'll see of what's going on planet Earth is also going on inside of us. We are a reflection of the Earth. We are a holographic partner of the Earth. And so we can understand how similarities of the Earth and us, so that we can use that to be more proactive. One example of how we are very close to the Earth as far as corresponding characteristics is that we are, as adults, 70% water, and the Earth is 70% water. And so let us begin this. And what I'm going to do right now is start the scan, the main scan. And what's coming up right now is the information that we call the vital signs. And it's 8 different categories. And the first one is volts. And we are using, once again, terminology that is used to describe electrical systems and things that happen in the electrical world. And volts is telling us about the overall energy of the planet. And the overall energy number that's given to the Earth today is 91. 80 to 100 is considered normal. And the second one is amperage. And that is a score of 93. That's very good. That's our brain power. That's our willpower. And today's immune system is 94. Boy, we're really cooking today. 80 to 100 is considered normal. The next one is hydration, and that's a score of 73. So we're just a little low of what we would want to be. And the last category is oxygenation, and the score for that is 87. So we're in the area that we would like to be in. The one area that we do seem to be lacking is in the hydration. So thinking that this may be a reflection of those of us listening to the show, we can take the hint and the advice from this session that we're doing right now to drink a little bit more water. So actually we have a few more categories. The next category that we have is the cell vitality, and the cell vitality score for today is 8, and 6 and above is considered normal. And then the last one, the last category that we have, is the pH. And the pH is given off in a series of 2 numbers. And the first numbers are 68, and the last one is a 70. And the pH ratio goes that we're looking for is 63 to 69. So we're a little bit on the acidic side because of the 68 to 70 ratio that we have going on right now. So basically we're doing very good today. We would probably just benefit from drinking a little bit more water on the physical plane. On the emotional plane, it looks like we could go inwards a little bit more to our inner sage and touch base on this connection that is capable to us on every day, and also especially on a wonderful day like today. I would encourage all of you to take some time to connect with yourself, because that is the only way to connect with others. That's the only way to connect with the Creator. So we're going to do another panel on this program to see what's going on with the planet and get more ideas of what could be going on with ourselves. So the first thing that the computer is suggesting that we take a look at is the auto color therapy. So apparently the computer thinks that the Earth needs that right now. And the computer's in dialogue with the planet, and it's picking up its frequencies because there's only one planet Earth. And so this radionic slash BioResonance slash BioFeedback software program is super extensive in its data bank of information. And so it's doing all these computations on really fast computer speed, and we are just operators here of this program so that we can use this information and also cause changes in ourselves and the planet. The next thing that I would like to talk about as we let the computer sit and do its work on planet Earth is that we are all shamans and we're all healers and co-creators of our lives. You know, I've been asked before, why call the show Cyber Shaman? What kind of distinction are you trying to make of yourself? And my answer to that is that really, it's kind of a catchy term, to tell you the truth. And my belief is that we are all, at this time in history, being given the opportunity and the go-ahead to be our own gurus, to be our teacher at a real deep and internal level. For many centuries in our history, we have had people tell us what is right. And not that we can't learn from them, but there is a need to shore up inside of us what we already have come across, the information that we have already read and understood and been told. It's time to put that information to use. And chances are, if you're listening to the BBS radio shows and network, you are more attuned to these topics that are on this radio station. And the purpose for you to understand why you're here on this planet is so that you can be of service to others. And, you know, I really like the fact that there is this radio station because it's given a lot of people more information and it's making more the norm to talk about things that are unseen and things that aren't really talked about a lot. The world of the unseen, the world behind your eyes, is actually more powerful than the world in front of your eyes. And so that has been the message given out by shamans of past, by healers of past, and it's now being preached on more and more than ever before. And that's because this new wave of understanding of quantum physics is really coming at a really good time. So we really need to take this to heart and really spend more time doing more research and listening to more shows and on BBS radio. And I encourage you all to listen to all these wonderful speakers that we have on bbsradio.com. There are many well-educated and very professional and experienced people on the network, some, you know, much more than this show and much more than myself. But we're all different, and we're all filling in a special place in the whole sense of, you know, the wheel, if you want to divide it up and get different chunks from the spokes, the different ways of looking, the different perspectives to understand this time that we're going through. We need all different kinds of ways to say the same thing. Just like there's one path, there's one God, there's not one path, there's one God, and there's many different paths to get there. So the purpose of Cyber Shaman Show is to literally be a moment, a commercial in your week, a 30-minute segment in your week, to literally broadcast information that is supportive and healing to your body, to your mind, your spirit, as well as to the planet. And We are broadcasting this information using the latest in medical technology, and we are very happy to be here in support of life. And I say we because I don't do this on my own. I have helpers, and we all have helpers. We all have angels. We all have guides. And so this wasn't my bright idea to have this show. This was just something that I was led to do. And forever how long this show lasts, I am dedicated to sharing and being a support through just being a soundboard or just literally working with you individually to get your life more aligned and more in tune. And that's what this software program does. It has the ability to work at the level of electromagnetic frequencies. And whether you're far or sitting right in front of the computer, it has the ability to give you the information and the experience to change your life at the level that you can measure and at the specification and clarification of specific things that you need to work on in your life, not just a blanket statement like just work on your body or just work on your mind or just work on your spirit. This is the most sophisticated information software program that can be used and utilized by people of all different kinds of faith and belief to help your body, mind, and spirit. One concept that I would like to bring to attention and to the forefront today is the importance of taking care of the body. I mentioned that a little earlier, a few minutes ago. And I would like for those of you listening to visualize a upside-down triangle. So that would be a triangle with the point facing down. And if you put the word body there on that one corner, and then that means you have the two on the same plane up on top, and on the other two corners, you could put mind and spirit. Now, the purpose of this diagram is to illustrate that your body is the foundation. And even though it doesn't look like it's very strong, because this triangle is upside down, it's actually how it works. In the world of the unseen, it's the opposite of the world of the seen. So, to understand the inner dynamic of your body, mind, and spirit, we need to touch base first on the healthiness of your body. And until your body can handle higher frequencies and higher vibrations, your mind and your spirit will have to struggle a little harder to get to where it really wants to go. And you will never be able to get as far as you can if your body is dragging and it's undernourished and it's not being taken care of. So I would encourage all of you to do that, to take care of your bodies. And that way, your weakest link won't be so weak and you will be able to move on forward with the other parts of yourself in unison and find a more stable and balanced way of operation. So back to the session that we've been doing on planet Earth, we did the color therapy program and the color green came up. So the color green is for the liver, the stomach, the lumbars, and the thoracic area. So this is a pretty big deal. We have a lot of emotions going on through these body parts. The stomach is the second brain of the body, and it would be no different for the Earth. And so it looks like the Earth is digesting a lot, and there's some anger involved, and there's a lot of turmoil going on. But instead of focusing on all what's not going right. We're just going to go straight to the area where we can just start balancing it now. So that's what we're going to be doing. So if you receive any benefits from this show, praise be to God and the Creator, and we would always like to hear if you have some occurrences that can that you'd want to share. I like to put it out there that changes can happen over long distances. People have been doing it for centuries, and using a computer software program for the work that I'm doing will only make it more efficient and effective to understand as well as to experience. So we don't have that much time left on our show today. So if any of you would like to make my day and give us a call here at the Cyber Shaman Show, you have the number there on your computer screen. And I'd like to remind my audience that I am available for personal consultation. I work with the human population, the animal population, whether that's pets or livestock. I also work with geographical locations, with farms, nurseries. This is a really comprehensive method to understand the dynamics that are being played out, energetically speaking, in yourself or in your surroundings. So after the show, I'll be still continuing to work on our client, and we will keep that happening so that we can do a really good job and help create a better world, create a heaven on earth here on this planet, one day at a time. And so I would just like to close by letting you know how to contact me. If you would like to support this show, you can send donation to me either through PayPal or through emailing me and getting my address information. You can email me with PayPal at ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. That's ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. And you can also, like I said, reach me for personal sessions. It's a wonderful opportunity for you to get a more comprehensive view of what you need and what's going on. It's not meant to be the end-all, be-all by any means. It's just meant to give you more information of the unseen that isn't always available to other types of modalities. So I'd like to close and thank the Creator again for the opportunity to be here. I wish all of you a wonderful Shabbat Shalom and a wonderful week. And please come back again next Saturday at 5:30. And until then, God bless and be well.